Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Especially here in Western New York, we've gotten some reports of some significant gas price spikes just overnight here, as some spots in Western New York have seen stations jump 30 cents per gallon. I mean, what can you tell us about what you're seeing when it comes to gas price hikes, whether that is here in Western New York or even just across the region?
Well, as you mentioned, seeing some stations jump up to as much as $3.59 a gallon. This comes as oil prices over the last 10 days have jumped $8 a barrel. Keep in mind, we're also transitioning to more expensive summer gasoline, but it's really the jump in the price of oil that's been rather sudden that's behind the jump at the pump. And a lot of the jump in oil really is traced back to an improving situation when it comes to the banking sector. We've seen markets sell off on concerns that the financial fallout from Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank would potentially undermine the economy. But we have seen the Federal Reserve stepping in, central banks globally, even countries like Switzerland stepping in to shore up banking across the globe. And that has caused oil prices to start jumping on optimism that there won't be financial fallout from the banking situation. And that has pushed oil up on the hopes that instead of a recession related to the banking sector, that we can avoid it, and demand is going up for gasoline, all of that really pushing gas prices up.
There's also a massive oil refinery in New Jersey. I think it's the Baywater refinery that's offline right now. How much of that is having an effect on the way gas prices are maybe fluctuating in certain areas of the country?
Well, overall, refinery maintenance is a factor in gas prices going up. I wouldn't say I wouldn't be able to so much single out one facility, since there are many facilities that are undergoing maintenance, but it is a part of the overall seasonal rise in gas prices. We'll have to see. There aren't really any issues to report, or at least major issues to report as refinery maintenance season is underway. But that's a wild card. That certainly could further enhance any rise in gas prices.
Just how high could we see gas prices jump here in the coming days? I know that Easter also is going to factor in, but just are we expected to see even further hikes going forward?
Well, I do think between now and Memorial Day, prices will continue to slowly rise, but I don't believe we will see prices come close to last year's record levels. So prices at $3.34 a gallon today are almost a dollar a gallon below where they were a year ago. I'm hopeful that if everything at refineries goes well and if the economy continues to kind of be in this holding pattern, that we may be able to avoid the dreaded $4 a gallon mark for the price of average gasoline. But all it would take is one or two refinery outages that is unexpected to push us up to those $4 levels. But like I said, I do not believe we're going to head back to the territory we saw last year when gas prices nearly hit $5 in Buffalo. I think we should remain well below the record level.
Well, that's good news. Last thing I have for you, Patrick, I mean, we hear oftentimes just about how sometimes gas prices also are affected by the way that they switch over from the winter sort of reserve of fuel to the summer reserve of fuel, and just kind of how they're made, and that also could affect it. I mean, how much of a factor is that, and how might that exactly work?
Well, it's a major factor in the seasonal rise in prices. As we transition to these various blends, it complexifies the logistics of getting that gasoline to where it needs to go, because in use across the U.S. are over a dozen different types of summer gasoline. So that does add into the ability for refineries to supply as much, given how many blends they do have to produce. And that's generally why gas prices go up every spring, and also a reason why prices then fall in the fall months when those summer blends then start disappearing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.